well, Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning. Right back at you. Here's what we're going to do. You got an Elvis movie coming out on the 24th of this month. Have you seen any previews for that?
Oh, yes. They're all over YouTube. I've been watching them. It looks very exciting.
And are you a big Elvis fan?
Big Elvis fan. Always have been.
All right, cool. Well, let's see if we can run down 10 Elvis records worth $1,000 or more. So pay attention. Here we go, Mighty John.
All right, from 1980, RCA put out the album Pure Gold by Elvis. Now, the value depends on the color of the label on the record. If it's yellow, $20. Mm. But if the label is black, up to $1,000. Wow. One of the early Elvis movies, G.I. Blues. If you have a copy, look to see if it's in mono or stereo. A mono copy, up to $100, but a stereo copy, up to $1,000. 1968, RCA put out Elvis Gold Records Volume 4. A stereo copy up to $50. A mono copy up to $1,000. 1954, the one that started it all on Sun Records. That's all right, up to $1,200. 1958, Elvis had a number one hit with One Night With You. The value depends, again, on the color of the record label on RCA. Black label, up to $50. Red label, up to $2,000.
Wow.
1968, Elvis starred with Nancy Sinatra in the movie Speedway. Stereo or mono makes all the difference. A stereo copy, up to $100. A mono copy, up to $4,000.
Mm.
1959, one of Elvis's early movies, King Creole. Again, the value depends on the color of the label. This is an EP. An EP is a 7-inch album, usually two or three songs on each side of the record. A black label, up to $100. Maroon label for King Creole, up to $7,500.
Oh,
Elvis got a lot of Christmas albums, but the big money is for the first one from 1957. This time, the value depends on the color of the vinyl. If it's black vinyl, up to $800. If it's red vinyl, up to $15,000.
Hey, get out.
And one of the biggest hits Elvis ever had, Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Number one record on RCA. The regular 45 worth up to $50. But RCA also released it as a 7-inch 33. The size of a 45, but playing at the speed of an album. 7-inch 33, Can't Help Falling in Love, with picture sleeve, up to $16,000. And number one on our list, another number one record for Elvis, Good Luck Charm. The regular 45, again, up to $50. The 7-inch 33 version, with picture sleeve, up to $20,000.
You see, that's why. Don't put anything out for your yard sale until you talk to this guy. Moneymusic.com, that is the website. Why do record labels change color? Why do they do that?
Sometimes it all depends on where the record is pressed, what pressing plant used what colors. There's no really rhyme or reason for it. They weren't trying to create a collectible at the time. It just works out that way.
Why are mono copies seem to be more valuable than stereo? It would seem like stereo would be more valuable generally, no?
Well, by the beginning of the 60s, mostly everything was in mono, so to find a copy in stereo was rare.
Okay.
But by the end of the 60s, mostly everything was in stereo, so to find a mono copy would be rare. So it all depends on which one there's less of. The rarity is the big factor.
Got that. Hypothetical for you, you're going to a yard sale, you're walking up the driveway, they recognize you as Mighty John Marshall, they ask you, what this record,
yeah,
what this record worth? You know it's worth $10,000. They've got it listed for 50 cents. What are you going to do?
And it's a great question. And in a case such as that, where I've come across really valuable records, I always tell the buyer, the seller, hey, this is a really big collectible. And usually you still get a pretty good deal.
Good.
But, you know, it's really a case of seller beware, not buyer beware. You should know what these things are worth before you sell them anywhere, either at a yard sale or online or anywhere. Make sure you know the true value.
Very nice. Moneymusic.com. This is the guy to talk to about that. We're trying to save you money here, or make some money for you. Mighty John Marshall, an excellent list, and we'll do it again in a couple of weeks. All right, sir?
All right, Bob. Thank you.